T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah.
The second kid is sort of feeling it. She understands Santa.
She's just along for the ride, whatever, right?
Yeah. I don't know if I've told you, Bruce. We've got another one on the way.
Oh, my Lord. Can you give that wife of yours a rest, for goodness sakes?
I know.
My goodness, congratulations.
I like to falsely tell everybody she can't keep her hands off me. You know how that goes.
Well, lots of tax deductions lined up in a row. Good job, man.
I'm one of five, and I always said my parents just did it to have free labor when we were growing up.
Anyway. All right, Beth Houle, sports director, Valley News Live, is on the clock. We'll catch up with her in just a moment as we Beth is with us right now. Beth, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. Bruce Hurdle here along with Jacob Albrocht as we try to get a little bit more of a sense of Chris Klieman and what he brings to the table at Kansas State. We know about the credentials, the 3 national championships, the hunting for a 4th, helping to develop Carson Wentz. But beyond that, what makes this guy so compelling for you?
Well, first of all, guys, thanks for having me on. Happy to be joining you this morning. Honestly, Chris Klieman is one of the best. He is genuine. He's hardworking. He loves his guys. There's not a single guy that's come through this program that has a bad thing to say about Chris Klieman. And from everything that I have witnessed from the fans in Kansas over the weekend and from following what you guys have been saying about Bill Snyder for a long time, he really seems like Bill Snyder 2.0. He followed Bill Snyder's career. He went to Bill Snyder's camp as a kid, and he's that guy that builds character guys, that does things the right way. And that's really the overwhelming takeaway from his time at North Dakota State, was he did things the right way. And you had no choice but to root for this guy and support him. That's why right now Fargo, North Dakota is saying, thanks so much, coach, for everything. They're not in a good spot for next year. They lose a lot of seniors. They lose their starting quarterback. They lose a lot of strength on defense. And everybody's saying, best of luck, thanks for everything, because you have no choice but to like and support this guy as a human being and as a football coach.
Beth Houle joining us from Valley News Live. You've followed him every step of the way, right, in his career there at North Dakota State?
Yeah, I got here in 2010. So he joined the staff as a defensive backs coach, got promoted to D.C., and then promoted to head coach. So, yeah, I've known Chris a while and watched him rise at NDSU.
So tell us then, Beth, what sort of – because here's what a critic would say. Well, he just inherited that program. Since he walked in the door, how much did he have to do with building the program? We know he's obviously maintained it, but putting it together, what was his stamp on that, even back to when he was an assistant coach?
I mean, the defense, really. He is such an architect. He loves defense. He's a great defensive mind. He's still in those rooms making decisions and game planning. He's not your CEO head coach. He's very hands-on and involved. Being at Bison football practices, I saw him still with a football in his hand running drills and playing a part in the development of his team, his program, and those game plans. And the coaches are all very honest about how much Chris is involved still every day in that game planning. Like, he trusts his coaches and he expects them to do things, but then he comes in and says, okay, as a defense, this is how I would respond to his offensive guys. And on defense, he challenges them with some questions and some other things that he's done. The previous head coach at NDSU was very CEO type. And so Chris, as that DC, and what got him promoted was his vision for the defense and what he's been able to do. He developed the Buck Buchanan Award winner, which is the best guy on defense at the FCS level, who ended up being drafted Kyle Emanuel. He's playing with the LA Chargers now. And and he had a lot to do with him in his development.
Beth Houle, sports director, Valley News Live, joining us. Of course, obviously very close to the program in North Dakota State, and head coach Chris Kleiman. All right, we understand the credentials. We understand your affinity for this guy as a human being and as a head coach. What would be the concern if you had one? What would be the stutter step if you had one at all with this move happening?
You know, I have seen this coming for a long time, but I think I've been on board with it. The moment Gene Taylor got hired as the K-State athletic director, I think I saw this coming.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure you could find a few people who I definitely said were going to be covering Chris Kleiman to K-State someday, just because of the respect those two have for each other. And I think the confidence that Gene has always had in Chris, he challenged him when he promoted him at NDSU and said, you can't lose. And I think they probably had a very similar conversation. I know, you know, K-State releasing that video yesterday, you're following a legend, but I'm sure there were very serious conversations about neither of them can afford to be wrong in this move. And I think they're both confident in that. I do think recruiting, I think people's concerns about recruiting, but I also know that these guys get paid a lot of money like they do for good reason. Chris is going to surround himself with the best people to make those decisions. I think he's got a lot of confidence in some of those K-State coaches who they'll hold on to, who can go and recruit where they need to get things done. I also know that Chris Kleiman in somebody's living room is a knockout sell. I talk to the parents of these players. I've talked to these players that have come to NDSU. He's convinced a lot of kids in these recent years that have no business being at NDSU, who should be at some bigger programs, to come to NDSU instead. So he's a knockout sell in that living room. He gets in your living room and he's going to sell you on his program and what he has to offer.
Beth Houle joining us. Beth, what sort of chatter are you hearing? You talked about bringing guys in, retaining guys. Have you heard anything on that? What do you expect as far as the coaching staff, anybody coming over, or, you know, is anybody ready to come over with him to potentially contribute right away?
The one that I think will 100% absolutely be there is Courtney Messingham. That's the offensive coordinator right now at NDSU. I think those two are probably going to be bound for life from here on out. If he doesn't go with him, I will be very shocked. The two childhood friends grew up together in Iowa. Chris was able to bring him in here in the last couple of seasons, and what he's done for this offense at NDSU has been remarkable. I think he's a great offensive mind. The other interesting part is the NDSU offense right now is a two-part system. There's the offensive coordinator in Courtney Messingham, but they also have a run game coordinator in Connor Riley. He's been here a long time. He's developed a lot of NFL talent, sent a lot of offensive linemen to the NFL from NDSU. And I'm really interested to see if he goes with him. Chris has been incredibly impressed and excited about what those two have been able to do together for this NDSU offense. It's reached new heights this year that nobody saw coming, I think. And so I think those two are highly likely. I really thought he would take Matt Entz with him, the defensive coordinator from NDSU. I don't think necessarily as a defensive coordinator at K-State, but as a defensive guy on the staff. But a lot of people right now are talking here in Fargo. Everyone's really talking about him staying and being the next head coach. So he's definitely in that mix. We'll kind of have to wait and see how that one plays out. And, you know, he's got some young talent on this team. They've got a wide receivers coach and coaching Jason Ray, who played at Mizzou, coached at Mizzou a little bit. And I think he could make that transition. I think he relates to guys really well and could be a knockout in the recruiting scene. Those are just a couple of the names that I'm prepared to see follow him to Kansas State.
Beth, who's the quarterback whisperer in this group? I mean, we all think about
Randy Hedger.
Carson. Okay, talk a little bit about him. What do you think his future is?
He's a North Dakota guy. He's from Western North Dakota. He's born and bred here. He played in the NFL for a little bit. He's the quarterback whisperer. He's really the one who elevated Carson to new heights and has worked really well with Easton Stick and made him a name with potential NFL implications. I don't know. I mean, I think you could certainly sweeten the deal and he could go. But we all really saw when he was hired that this is where Randy Hedberg would end his career. He's a little bit older. His family's here. He's got a lot of kids, a lot of grandchildren. But he's also got kids living in Spain. So, you know, they know how to travel. They know how to do long distance family relations. He would be a tough one for NDSU to lose. I think that would hurt NDSU a great deal. But him and Chris have a great relationship and great respect for each other. He's a big question mark and one I know NDSU fans are nervous about losing.
Beth, you guys have got a big one for me, and we really appreciate the...
I was just going to say, Bruce, Beth mentioned practice in seeing mm-hmm. practice. When was the last time we saw a Kansas State practice? About 30 years ago? You probably saw it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, probably. You know,
we
probably
get no
the
access,
last
no access
Hawaii.
To Kansas State practice.
Honestly, guys, if they're
what are the chances, Beth, that Coach opens them up for us?
Honestly, guys, if there's opening in Kansas media sports world, please let me know, because I am insanely jealous you get to continue to cover Chris Kleiman. We only got about the first 10, 15 minutes of practice, but we got to be there. We got to see a little bit of the action and those individual drills a little bit. He understands the relationship and the need for media and what we do. He doesn't always love us, but he understands the process. And so I think maybe you could get like 10, 15 minutes for a couple periods of early practice. But seriously, insanely jealous you get to cover this man. He's a real pro.
Beth, final one for me, and it has to do with the track that you're still on. South Dakota State, you've got the Jackrabbits coming in into Fargo, right, on Friday. Are you guys, where are you, in the quarters or the semis? Where are you right now in the FCS playoffs?
Yeah, preparing for the FCS semifinals. It'll be a Friday night game, 7 o'clock Central Time on ESPN2. So if you want to see a little bit of your future coach in action, their game planning, this is a juggernaut of a game. These two have seen each other so many times, not only throughout conference play, but in the playoffs here recently. The FCS playoff committee really betting these two against each other to kind of knock each other out, because they know each other so well. It's always a great football game. NDSU won the regular season matchup between the two of them this year. Expect to see kind of the kitchen sink thrown at each other. These are the games where NDSU, Chris Kleiman, his coaching staff have really shined because they are pushed to the limit and forced to do a lot of different things. And that's where I love Chris Kleiman and his staff, because they really lock in and take that competitive edge. And you really see them shine, because they're not going to lose to these guys without going down swinging, that's for sure. They love this matchup and that chess match, and the Bison have come out on top when they've needed to here recently.
Well, Beth, you've been a very compelling advocate for this decision. We really appreciate it. Best of luck moving forward, and thank you so much for your time. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck, guys. Enjoy that.
We appreciate it. Beth Kuhl, sports director, Valley News Live, giving us a little insight on Chris Kleiman. That's pretty effusive. From media members who tend to go back and forth with coaches pretty regularly. That's a pretty shining endorsement right there.
And I think, you know, the success sort of speaks for itself. And all they've done, by the way, in the playoffs is win two games by a combined score of 87-10.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's what you get off the field that will ultimately matter to K-State fans. And Bill Snyder has been able to have so much success there because of the off-the-field stuff, certainly the on-the-field stuff, Bruce, but K-State wasn't winning gobs of Big 12 titles. They were competitive, but man, he just churned out quality guys always and had such a off-the-field respect built there and did so much for the university that when the dust settles, that stuff becomes really important, I think, again, to fans. And that's the kind of stuff we've heard nothing but good on. And that should be as encouraging probably as anything else. The success, nobody knows how much success that any coach that steps in will have. And it's the biggest question always. But at least you know in if you can get the right guy and a quality person, that means a lot, especially at that university. Maybe not a lot of places, but at Kansas State it certainly does, which you know more than anybody else.
Well, Kansas, Bill Snyder has changed the expectations. First of all, he's delivered expectations. Then he's heightened expectations. And now they have all of the trappings to continue to pursue those kinds of expectations. They have facilities. They've got a rabid fan base. They have an administration that believes in the importance of winning football. They pursue that both with their hearts and their checkbooks. Kansas State is in a tremendous situation from that standpoint, from the standpoint of trappings and the things that you've got to have to be a successful program. What do K-Staters want? We'll continue with that as Tim Fitzgerald joins us in hour number two. What do they expect? They want to be competitive. They want to be relevant. They want to be in the 7, 8, 9 win conversation every year. And they want to have a chance to peak every now and then, I think, Jacob, to compete for a Big 12 championship. I think that that's kind of the baseline for where Kansas State is right now. And the fact that you can't chuckle at that and roll your eyes is a great testimony to what Bill Snyder has built at Kansas State. But it's a realistic goal, and it's one that they've pursued now for many, many years. So we'll see how this whole thing shakes out. As I said, PowerCat.com legend Tim Fitzgerald joining us coming up hour number two on the backside of Dan Israel on the Kansas City Chiefs coming up at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. We'll get into our Cindio Twitter question and questions of the day when we continue in a moment. Jacob Albrock from Eyewitness Sports, yours truly, as we continue here in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.